When the glamour of living this life finally wears off and we sit in stone-cold silence, mulling over the past like it was worth remembering, not even the beauty of watching rose petals fall or listening to the chime of the waves gently pushing broken beer bottles on the shore will provide comfort. There will be a hole carved out of the sky where the sun and moon once sat, and pinholes where the stars glistened, and birds will forget how to sing, and their voices will be like nails driven into our ears, and the fish will forget how to swim and simply drift down the rivers waiting to be snatched up by hawks and bears. That day comes and the house is empty, and no matter how many things we put in it, it will be empty. All that we think and feel will be thought and felt in a dead language, and there will be no understanding. For into our own bodies, we will try to migrate to other places, lands where the grass is green and the trees clothed in fruit and leaves, at least in the photographs. Upon arrival, we will see the withered fruit and the brown leaves and hear the crunch of crisp grass beneath our feet and know that the poison in us has leaked into the soil and spread through the veins of the earth. But tears will mean nothing and laughter means nothing, and there's so much more street and road and path and trail to beat into dust. We claw at our eyes, discarding them because they only see lies, and cut off our noses because all that is sweet has become bitter and polluted. We will curl up where we stand and hope that something stops the noise, that subtle radioactive hum, that intrusion into our brains, that stabbing of our senses, that erosion of our souls. But there will be no hands to guide us to relief and no comfort in our sorrows. We will open ourselves up and pull out each and every throbbing organ and leave it to the ground for someone else to take, because knowing that our meat will spoil is too much to bear. And that is where we will be left. A whole town, a whole country, a whole planet of husks, unburned by our innards, making us light so that we can drift through the air like pollen, twisting and turning and hoping that the wind takes us somewhere warm and safe and kind and beautiful. Thank you.